Yes.
Okay, tonight is Monday night, November the 10th, or Yud Gimel Cheshvan. This is the Gemara Shir. We're on Daf Chof Ches on the days in Masech HaSukkah.
Okay, Rabotai. We're up to Daf Chof Ches on the days, and we will learn the Gemara, which comments on the second half of the Mishnah, on Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph. Last week we focused on the first half, on the halacha of Nashim, and today we'll focus on the halacha of Ketanim, concerning the mitzvah of Chinuch, and we'll see a very important machloikis, the Ramban versus the Rambam. About 12 lines from the top, Amamar. The Gemara had stated previously that based on the phrase Kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshvu basukos, Kol l'rabos esaktanim, that not only shall adults sit in the sukkah, but minors as well. Kol l'rabos esaktanim. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? For Hatanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Nashim v'avadim uktanim p'tur min ha'sukkah. Children are exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah. So how could you have a pasuk midda oraisa saying, based on the word kol, lirabos esaktanim, which was part of the drash of a braisa, if the Mishnah explicitly says that nashim that ktanim apturim? Answers the Gemara, loikash. Kan bekotan shehigia lechinuch, kan bekotan shelo higia lechinuch. The Mishnah which says, the Braisa which says that kol l'rabos haktanim is talking about a minor that has reached the age of chinuch. Such a child is obligated to sit in the sukkah. The Mishnah which says that nashim v'avadim uktanim pturim in ha-sukkah is talking about a child that has not yet reached the age of chinuch. Ask the Gemara, katan shehigia lechinuch midrabanan hu. A child that is obligated, that has reached the age of chinuch, that he or she, that he should be obligated to what? To eat in the sukkah? It's a mitzvah midrabanan. It's no mitzvah midoraisa of chinuch. Where do we ever see that on a doraisa level, a minor should be obligated to observe a mitzvah? Answers the Gemara, you're right. Midrabanan, ukras machta ba'almahu. Indeed, the obligation is only the Rabbanan, but as the Gemara often says, the Rabbanan hung their hat on a drash of a pasuk, so they call the Rabbis Zekhtan. Even though halacha lemaisa, it's only mid the Rabbanan. Very nice. So what we're going to do for the next few minutes, if you take the sheet that I distributed, we will see the, we'll get a little survey about the Rambam's position concerning the mitzvah of chinuch. Yes, and I will simply pose the question and show you that this is a machlokes, the Rambam and the Rambam. The question is, when dealing with a child that has reached the age of chinuch, is it A, that the child himself is obligated to observe a mitzvah midrabanan? Or B, is the father obligated to educate his child? So there are two ways to look at chinuch. You can say that when a child has reached the age of chinuch, the rabbanan have said the child is chayiv. Whereas according to Torah law, you're chayiv only when you become a bar mitzvah. The rabbanan say no, you are chayiv when you, before you reach the age of bar mitzvah. When are you chayiv? When you're a regia lechinuch. Or no, a child is never chayiv in any mitzvah. The mitzvah of chinuch imposed by the rabbanan is an obligation upon a parent to educate a child. So we will now see that this is a machloikis, the Rambam and the Ramban, and show some variant differences, some chilukim, whether you accept the Rambam or the Ramban's position. So take a look at the formulation of several Rambams. Take a look on the top. You have the Rambam of Hilchos Shofar, Sukkah v'Lulav, Perek Vav. Go right ahead. Yes. We are going to see that the word chinuch is not well defined. It depends on your kid. Some children reach the age of chinuch. There is no objective age.
No, that's not my question. Are there different stages within chinuch? Well, once you reach it, there's
chinuch. Once you reach it, that's it. But there will be differences from mitzvah to mitzvah.
Mitzvah to mitzvah.
There will be differences from mitzvah to mitzvah. So, before we actually see this Rambam, please open up to the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph for a minute. Because there is a certain position which the Mishnah formulates, and this is going to be accepted by all Rishonim. Okay? So the last line of the Mishnah, I'm not going to do the whole Mishnah because it's not related to the topic tonight. The last line on the Mishnah on Mem Beis Amud Aleph says, Katan Hayodeya Lina Aneya Chayiv Belulav. A minor who knows how to make the Na'anuim is Chayiv in the mitzvah of Lulav. Okay? Go four lines into the Gemara. The Gemara expands this with a brisa to give several other illustrations. Tana Rabbana. Katan Hayodeya Lina Aneya Chayiv Belulav. Lehisatev Chayiv Betzitzis. A katan who knows how to make the ituf, to wrap the talus around him appropriately when you make the bracha, then he's chayiv in tzitzis. Lishmor tfilav, tfilin, when he knows how to guard kedushas tfilin, aviv lokeach lo tfilin. Pop is obligated to purchase for him a pair of tfilin. This brisa states the following, that in order to be chayiv in the mitzvah of chinuch, the child has to be able to do the mitzvah bishlei muta in its complete form. For example, midda oraisa, in order to pick up a lulav and esrog, what do you have to do in order to fulfill the mitzvah midda oraisa? Pick it up. We will learn this in the next parak on Dachlamitzes. Midda advei nochavta, you pick it up, you yoytze the mitzvah. Yet, the Rabbanan have introduced, in addition to picking it up, you have to do nanuim. The Mishnah does not say katan hayodeya lahagbiyat halulav is chayiv in lulav. Any kid who's 5 years old can pick up a lulav. A 3-year-old baby can pick up a lulav and an essence. Just pick it up. No, katan hayodeya lananeya. He should know how to make the nanuim. You know, you do hayu lashem and so on. He should know what he's doing. Then he's chayiv in lulav. The brisa does not say, katan hayodeya lehaniach tfilin, a child who knows how to wear tfilin, aviv kona lo tfilin. A 7 or 8 year old knows, can wind up, wrap the straps around his head. It says, katan hayodeya lishmar tfilin, to guard kedushas tfilin. Tfilin have a certain kedusha, and a child has to be capable of understanding that if he has to go to the bathroom, he can't wear tefillin, and there are a lot of halachas of kedushas tefillin. So until the child can fulfill the mitzvah in its entirety, there is no mitzvah chinuch. Now we have to see upon whom the mitzvah of chinuch lies. So now take the sheet, the Rambam, and we'll see that there will be a possibility of understanding of disagreeing with the brisa which we just read, and we'll see an illustration or two as well. So the first case is on the sheet. Everybody have the sheet? Anybody have the sheet? No? Here you go. Take your sheet. Here's the sheet. Nashim va'avadim uktanim pturim min asukah. Nashim avadim uktanim pturim min asukah. Just like our Gemara says. Then, look at the last line, forget about androgynous. Katan she'enot sarich le'imo, a child who does not need his mother, shehu kiben chamesh kiben shesh, about 5 or 6, chayav v'sukkah midivrei seifrim, is obligated in the midst of sukkah midirabbanan, kidei l'chan choyva mitzvot. But the Rambam writes that the chiyuv is the child is chayiv b'sukkah. The child is obligated to dwell in the sukkah. Because for sukkah, it's a very low age. Because how do you fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah, bishlei usa? You walk into the sukkah, you sit there, you press, go to sleep. A kid can understand that and do that as well. Next halacha. Rambam, Hilchos Brachos, Perkei. Here the mitzvah is talking about Birchas HaMazon. Nashim v'avadim chayachim the Birchas HaMazon. Women and avadim, evitznani, chayavim the Birchas HaMazon. V'sofet yesh v'davar, imhen chayachim in atayra, l'fi she'en lakvuas man, o enon chayachim in atayra. There is an element of doubt, based on the Gemara Brachas and Achaf on the days, whether women are chayiv midoraisa or only midrabba. Are they chayiv midoraisa because it's not time bound, so therefore they should be chayiv, or are they only chayiv midrabbanan because certain aspects of the brachos of Birchas HaMazon are not applicable to women? For example, one suggestion is l'fi she'enon be'aretz. They don't get a nachla in Eretz Yisrael. So they can't say, Al Eretz Chem Dotovo Shehin Chulav Shinchal Talav Yisrael. Others say, because they're not chayiv in Bris Milah. So you can't say, Al Bris Chashachasam to Bitsarev. As to why those themes should reduce the obligation to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somewhat difficult, but that's what the Gemara says. So there is no doubt that they are chayiv, but perhaps they're only chayiv with the Rabbana. Therefore, they cannot be motzi adults with their obligation based on the fact that they might only be midrabban and a man might be chay midrabban. That's not our concern today. Aval aktanim chayavim beberchas hamazon midivrei sefer kidei lachamchem b'mitzvos. A minor is obligated to bench so that he will be trained to do mitzvot. Once again, the obligation appears formulated that the child is obligated to bench. Halacha Yutes. And this is in Hilchos Lula. Kol shechayev b'shofar u'b'sukkah chayev in netilas halulot. Anybody who's obligated to sound the shofar and eat in the sukkah is obligated to take the lula. V'chol ha'patar mishofar b'sukkah patar milula. Katan Hayodeya Linanea Chayekulula Midibre Cyprin Kidei Lakan Choba Mitzvos. Good. I think you get the pattern. Good. The Rambam says the child is obligated. Why is the child obligated? So that he will become trained to observe a mitzvah. Now take a look at the next halacha, and hopefully you will notice a different formulation of the Rambam concerning a child's obligation to read the Shema. Rambam writes, Nashim v'avadim uktanim p'turim mikriya shema. Umilamdin et haktanim likrosa be'onasa umivarchim lefanehel ulachra kidei lechankan b'mitzvos. Okay, Rabotai, what does the Rambam say here? And how did the Rambam change his formulation? If he wanted to be consistent, what should he have said?
Here it's different because
it
says
that nothing
the
customers
has no
here,
but
that's what's here. He's higher than everything. He's always
high.
Yeah. He's always
positive. Right.
So how did the Rambam differ here in Kriya Shema from the way he formulated? Correct. Here by Kriya Shema, the Rambam puts the obligation upon the parent. Umilamdin et haktanim. Milamdin refers to what? To the parent. Teach your kid how to read the Shema. The Rambam doesn't say the way he said it before. Abu Mibdi Versaifrim, Chaya Hakatan Likra. Doesn't say that. Why? Because the Rambam subscribes to the position which we said in the Mishnah based on the Mishnah. What is the mitzvah Bishle Rusa of the mitzvah Kriya Shema? What? Correct. It's not just to read the words. It's to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim. That's a much more sophisticated understanding of what a mitzvah is. So the Rambam knows that a child is incapable at a young, relative young age of doing that. And therefore, what should the father do? Just teach him, train him, teach him how to read it a little. But there is no expectation in this particular situation to mandate that the child is chayav, because the child is incapable of performing the mitzvah in its entirety.
He doesn't even say there's a kiyumah mitzvah, what the kid's doing.
What?
There's no kiyumah mitzvah, what the kid's doing.
I don't know what it is.
In other ways, there's an implication of the kiyumah mitzvah.
Correct. If the kid, that's correct.
There's no kiyumah, you just teach him the same way.
Correct. I'm going to, precisely. Yes.
It's different because it says Vishnatum Levanapa.
What? Okay, that's assuming that that particular phrase applies limited to Kriya Shema. That's the assumption. We don't interpret it that way, but there's a possibility. Al Pishat, it might be correct.
My point is that the Rambam doesn't say Malamdin also Lakada all Bahu Shemai and Kasher Omi Shema Yisrael.
Right, because he knows that's impossible. He knows it's impossible. Correct. Correct. Take a look and a Mishnah in Yuma, right after that, concerning Yom HaKippur.
Rambam still uses the terminology the Chayav Chol Mitzvah.
He does, but there, but you. He want you know because you no. He's saying, why did the Chachamim impose an obligation upon the child? Why? Why did they say, you kid, take a lulav, you kid, eat in the sukkah, you kid, what else to do? You bet. So that you shall, that the child shall be trained to do a mitzvah. But he assigned the obligation upon the kid.
Yeah, but here, the kid isn't fulfilling the mitzvah of the shleimusa.
Correct.
Yeah, he uses the same terminology.
That is correct. It's also...
If you can't do a shleimusa, there's no sin.
No, on the child. There's no mitzvah on the child. Now there is a separate thing that the father should do as much as possible to be mitragel, his child, to do mitzvot, even though he's not going to be fulfilling the mitzvah in its totality. Yes? No, it's not Bezin's responsibility at all. As we shall say, it's a father's obligation. Parents. Or another illustration. The Mishnah in Yuma. Hatinokos ein me'anin osan b'yom ha-kipurim. Children should not be afflicted on Yom Kippur. Avo mechankin osan lifnei shana v'lifnei shenotayim kidei shiyu regilin b'mitzvos. You start training them. What do you do a year or two? So the Gemara says, a couple hours there, right? A couple hours there. Once again, you can't have a complete fulfillment unless you do what? Unless you fast the whole day. So to fast a couple of hours is halachically insignificant. Nonetheless, what do? Mechanchin o son. You train a kid. You eat breakfast at 8 o'clock. Kitty, today you're eating breakfast at 10 o'clock. Eat lunch at 12, today you're eating at 4. You know, so it's the father's obligation under those circumstances to simply be miragel him to do mitzvot, but it's not a fulfillment of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not assigned to the child based on the fact that he cannot do the mitzvah bishlei muta. But in each case, the Rambam clearly defines that the obligation is upon the child. The Ramban disagrees every single time. The Ramban is quoted in the Ran in Maseches Megillah, in the second parak of Megillah, where the Ran deals with the issue, can a minor read the Megillah for the entire Kehillah? Okay? Now, we know that the obligation to observe a mitzvah is only midrabbanan. But Kriyas HaMegillah is only midrabbanan as well. So perhaps our obligations are equal. I'm obligated midrabbanan. Little Kitty is obligated midrabbanan. So can he read the Megillah and discharge the obligation of adults based on the fact that what? That they're both chayiv only midrabbanan. So here there's going to be a machlokes, the Ran and the Ramban, as to why the answer is no. Says the Ran, I bracketed it for you. Haramban Zal Tirez. the Rabbanon Svira Lahu, because the Gemara quotes a machloikis between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanon say, indeed, a child cannot read the Megillah for an adult. And Rabbi Yehuda says, a child can be motzi, an adult, their obligation of Kriyas HaMegillah. Says the Ramban. The Rabbanon Svira Lahu, She'eino Bidin, She'hakotan. It does not seem right to me that a minor, even though he's reached the age of chinuch, that he should be motzi an adult their obligation. Why? Mishum delav mitzvah didei. Ela de'avuhu. De'ihu lo mechayev b'mitzvos kol ikar. The little pisher is not chayiv in any mitzvah whatsoever. He's not chayiv in Kriyas HaMegillah. Who is obligated to make sure that the kid knows how to read the Megillah? The father. Therefore, says the Ramban, since the mitzvah of chinuch is not upon the child, it is impossible to assume, to state the fact that what? That a child should be motzi an adult. Because in order to be motzi an adult, what do you have to be? A bar chiyuva. The child is not a bar chiyuva. The child is not obligated at all. It's the father's obligation to make sure that his kid knows how to read the Megillah. Therefore, says the Ran, according to the Chachamim, a child cannot go ahead and fulfill the mitzvah. The Rabbi Yehuda Atzmo, Rabbi Yehuda himself, who says that a child can fulfill the mitzvah and read it for adult, lo hitir bikatan, ela b'megillah. Rabbi Yehuda does not say that a child can be motzi an adult with every single mitzvah. Even every mitzvah midrabbanan, that doesn't work. Only what type of a mitzvah? Only Kriyas HaMegillah. Why? Mitnei shikulam hayu ba'oso hanes. Says the Ramban. We remember, if you remember last week, we came across kula afen hayu ba'osanes. For whom? For Nashim. Nashim should have been pturos in the mitzvah of Megillah. Why should they have been pater? Because it's a mitzvah associated with Ramban. A child should be exempt from the mitzvah of Megillah. Why? Because he's a child. Nonetheless, just as Aten Hoyu Ba'oso Hanes is sufficiently potent to trigger an obligation for a woman who is technically pater based on mitzvah associated with Mangrava, says the Ran, that's what says the Ramban. What did Rabbi Yehuda have in mind? That in this case, Aten Hoyu Ba'oso Hanes is sufficiently potent to trigger an obligation for a minor. Therefore, only by Kriyas HaMegillah is a child chayav, and therefore he can be motzi an adult. That's it. But any other mitzvah that's not related to Aten Hoyu Ba'oso Hanes, for example, to read Halach. The reader will say, how? Not necessarily because it's related to a nace, right? So if you have a parent who's doesn't know how to read, and the child knows how to say halal, the child, even though it's only in the Tzumet Rabbanan, Ramban writes, Kriyas HaMegillah, Kriyas HaHalal, Le'olam, Mitzvah Midivrei Sefer, always only in the Rabbanan. So the Ramban would say that under those circumstances, the child cannot be motzi his father with the Mitzvah Halal, because he's not chayiv to read halal. Hanukkah? No, also not. Because what would Rabbi Huda say is chayiv in Hanukkah? Mitzvah Hanukkah Neilu. Aten Hoyu Ba'osanes. Nobody said that has to do with the priest on the guilt. Okay, but that's a Hanukkah issue. I don't need Rabbi Huda to tell me that it can be yotzer the house. Why? Based on the fact that it may not be a chayiv sagava. But yes, according to Rabbi Huda, the child is old enough, even if he's a minor, he can discharge the parent's obligation. Because his hadlaka is considered a hadlaka because of Aten Hoyu Ba'osanes. Yes. But that's it. But it's nothing related to the, you can't extract a conclusion about the mitzvah of chinuch. That's the point of the Rambaz. You can't extract a conclusion of the mitzvah of chinuch. Umasha amru, and that which the Gemara says, ben mivarech la'aviv, that a child can what? Bench for his father. His father's an Amoritz and the child will bench. Says the Ram, the ben gadol ayri. There, it's talking about an adult. So he asks, v'hai da amrinan tovo olav me'era? Why is it that what? The Gemara says, ben mevarech la'aviv, avo tovo olav me'era, misha b'nai mevarech alav. The guy should be cursed if his kid has to what? Has to bench him. Says the Ramban, I'll tell you why. Because if your kid who's 13 years old knows how to read and you don't, you should be cursed. You know, why can't, if your kid can learn how to read, why can't you have to learn how to read? But don't infer for that what? That it's talking about that it was a minor. The high du ukim lele hasam bid the ochal shiura de rabbana. And that which the Gemara, it's all on brachas dachafa mebeis, says that what? That it's talking about that the adult ate only a shear midirabanan, didn't eat a shear of food which is chayv and brachas amazin midoraisa. How much do you have to eat in order to be chayv midoraisa? But much more. Today zeal. It's got to be full. If you don't eat sufficiently, that you're not satiated, you're not chayv and brachas amazin midoraisa. Because it says the ochal of the sabbath way rather. Midirabanan. Hechmiru alatman bekezayis according to Rabbi Meir, bekebetza according to Rabbi Huda. So the Gemara there says that you know what the case is talking about? That the father only ate a shir midirabana. He only ate a kezayis. So what's his level of obligation? He's only chayv midirabana. In that case, maybe the kid can be motzi. So the Ramban says, if you're right, that what? That we're talking about an adult, why did the Gemara have to say that the father only ate what? Only ate a shir of the Rabbanan? It must be, if the Gemara is claiming that the father ate a shir only with the Rabbanan, it must be that how old is this kid? He's a minor, less than 13. So in order to make them work, they were both on the same level. The kid ate today Sviya, but he's a minor, so he's chayv with the Rabbanan. The father ate what? Only a kezayis, so he's chayv with the Rabbanan, therefore ben mevarech l'aviv. But if I just said that the child is what? An adult, why did the Gemara have to say that the father ate only, did not eat today Sviya? So the Ramban says, right, I'll tell you why. The high du kim le hasab the achal shir the Rabbanan, hainu mishum de katani, the isha mevarech l'sabala. Because the same Gemara there says, Ben Mivarech La'aviv, the Isha Mivarech Aslabala. Now we just said, I just read you the Rambam. Isn't there a possibility that women are Chayv and Berchas Amazon only Midirabanan? Yes. The Gemara entertains the possibility that women are Chayv and Berchas Amazon only Midirabanan. Why? Because they're not in the Parsha Bris. So now, husband doesn't know how to bench. Can his wife be motzi him or not? What do you say? Yes or no? And why?
Yes, they're on the same level.
How are they on the same level? Oh, what's the only way that the husband can be on the Rabbanan level? If he ate what? Less than today's meal. So the Ramban says, the Gemara is taking the position that the father ate less than today's meal is not to accommodate the fact that the ben mevarech la'aviv, because the ben is not talking about a minor. What is the ben talking about? An adult child. So why did they, were they forced to say that what? That the father ate less than the day Sviya? Because what was the case talking about? His wife wanted a bench for him. And his wife was only tied, perhaps only with the rabban. So in order to get them on the same level, she ate today Sviya, and his chayv mit the Rabbanan, he ate what? Less than the Kizdei Sriya, he's chayv mit the Rabbanan, therefore mevarechus labala. She'ein hanashim chayavas bebirchas hamazon midoraisa. Very nice. End of Ramban. But for our purposes, what did the Ramban say? That the reason why a minor cannot read the Megillah, because the child is not chayav. Upon whom is the obligation? Pop, not on the kid. Says the Ran. V'lo nicha li b'hai peruka. This answer makes no sense to me whatsoever. The ee hu la bar chiyuvahu b'mitzvos, afila midrabanan. If you want to claim, as Ramban just did, that the child per se is not obligated in any mitzvos, ki heve ba'osahanes, my heve, v'hai time elo shayech elo b'man, the heavy chiyuva b'shar mitzvos kinashim de mechayvin alohu nami b'hai neisha afo yoy b'shanes avo mandu lo shayich bo chiyuva heichi mechayvin alohi mishum hachi. How's that possible? He says like this, the way many of you were puzzled. When do we apply the halacha of achim hoy b'shanes? By the tiputz of a person who is typically chayv in mitzvos but exempt from a particular mitzvah, because it's mitzvah sasvashas mangra. Who does that description fit?
Nashim.
So now we say that it's ekronis. Fundamentally, you are higher than mitzvahs, but exempt from this particular mitzvah, we will now mandate that you observe that mitzvah based on the principle, atein hoyu bosan, if you were included in a miracle, therefore you should read the Megillah. But if someone is not in the parsha of mitzvos completely, namely, who did the Ramban say is not in the parsha of mitzvos completely? A minor. How can you say that Afein Hoyev Osanes now creates the chiyuv? Afein Hoyev Osanes only works where the gavra is the type of person who is generally chayav in mitzvos and is exempt from this mitzvah because it's a mitzvah sasvashas mangra. But if the gavra tipus is not chayv in this because he's a minor, how can Afen Hoyev Osanes suddenly what? Suddenly what? Create a chiyuv? Therefore he says the Ramban's wrong. So if the Ramban's wrong, lefikach nirin divrei hatosfos ikar. Therefore, why do I say a child cannot read the Megillah for his father? For an adult, the way Tosfos explains it. Not the way the Ramban explained it. Tosfos says as follows. I should have posted that in Tosfos for you. Tosfos says as follows. Because a child has two derabbanans, whereas the father, the adult, only has one derabbanan. The father has one derabbanan, namely, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is mandated midirabbanan. But a child has two levels of Rabbanans. Number one, the mitzvah is only with the Rabbanan. And number two, what? The chiyuv of what? Of chiyuv is only with the Rabbanan. Since it's trade the Rabbanans, he can't be motzi an adult. Not because the Ramban, whether the child's not chayv. No, the child is chayv. But the child's obligation is now tainted as a result of the fact that there's a double derabbanan operating. Number one, the mitzvah is midirabbanan. Number two, his chiyuv is only midirabbanan. Therefore, according to the Chachamim, an adult cannot be yotzei via Kriyas HaMegillah. And that's because, and so the Ram says, I agree with Tosfos. And that's the Rambam sheet as well. That per se, the child is chayiv in the mitzvah. He's chayiv in the mitzvah. And as a result, under those circumstances, there has to be another explanation why he cannot be mostly an adult for Kriyas HaMegillah. So Tosfos says, and that's what the Ran accepts, based on the fact that that there are two derabbanans involved. And here you now see your case of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah is a perfect illustration to demonstrate the difference between the Ramban and the Rambam. Listen carefully. Hadlakas Ner Chanukah doesn't require any particular individual to light the candles. One member in the household is obligated to light. One person is obligated. According to the Rambam, it is Me'od Mitzaber Al Hada'at that once a child lights, what do we call this? This is Ner, he's Chayav to light. He's Chayav to light. So once he is Chayav to light, can we say that there are Nerot Chanukah Dilukim Babayitze? You bet your life we can say. 100%. Because this child is a Bar Chiyuva for the Mitzvah Ner Chanukah. So once he's a Bar Chiyuva, he can create what's called a Bayit Daluk. According to the Ramban, where essentially the child is Pater from the Mitzvah Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. So why does he light? Just to what? So the kids of the father should train him to get involved in Mitzvahs. But he's not a Bar Chiyuva, and therefore his lighting could never qualify as the single candle upon which the entire household will rest its laurels upon. Because what he's doing is halakhically insignificant based on the perspective of this particular child. Whereas according to the Rambam, this particular child is engaged in a full-fledged mitzvah. So this is the machlokes between Rambam and the Ramban. Upon whom does the mitzvah of chinuch rest? The Shagas Aryeh comes up with a compromise. Shagas Aryeh says, and it could be some Rishayim who agree as well, the Shagas Aryeh says it's black and white. For mitzvahs to oraisa, I agree with the Rambam. For mitzvahs to rabbanan, I agree with the Rambam. That at the oraisa level, it's the child himself who's obligated to do it. For any mitzvah of the rabbanan, the child's not chayav. It's the parent obligation to make sure that the kid familiarizes him or herself with mitzvahs the rabbanan. So that's the pshara which the Shagas Aryeh recommends. That for the oraisa, he passes like the Rambam. For the rabbanan, he passes like the Rambam. What?
Them to do that?
I don't remember. I don't remember what forced them to say it. Don't know. Now, a very important question, Rabotai. Very important question. Tosfos Yeshanim in Maseches Yuma, that Pei Beis Amud Aleph, raises the following question. We are talking about the mitzvah of Chinuch, the mitzvah of Chinuch, the mitzvah of Chinuch. How is it possible that the Gemara says 50 times, Katan Oichel Nevelos Ein Bezdin Mitzuvin Lahafrisho? Katan Oichel Nevelos Ein Bezdin Mitzuvin Lahafrisho. Hold on, let me just formulate the question. Asks Tosfos. Hashto Chinuchei Mechanchen Afrushe mi bayay. Meaning, if you make an effort to train a child to do a mitzvah, kal v'chaymer ben b'nai shel kal v'chaymer, what should you do to prevent him from doing it aveira? Yet you see the little kid eating a Big Mac. Oichel nevelos. He goes into McDonald's and buys him. Just let him go, man. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So Tosfos answers, there are many answers to this question, Tosfos answers, the concept of chinuch only applies to teach somebody to do something. Children don't really understand not to do something. When you tell them not to do something, it's not because they understand the mitzvah. What do they understand? Hey, your father's telling you don't do something. Okay. But that's not the concept of chinuch. Don't do something because your pop told you not to do it. And therefore, the Tosis writes, the concept of chinuch is only in a positive vein. When you want to educate something to do, that's called chinuch. To educate your son not to do something, claims Tosis, that's not the mitzvah of chinuch. Oichel nevelos ein mitzuvim lahafrisha. Mukta kalvachayim ben benoishel kalvachayim. Mukta kalvachayim. Of course. You don't tell kids, look at mukta. That's Tosis' answer. Oh, hold on 1 second. Yes. Yeah. God, Tosis and stuff, that's why I told you, on Yuba Daf Pei Beis. Says Tosis, the mitzvah of not eating on Yom Kippur is a mitzvah sasei. The init says it's not shasechem, it's an asei. Therefore, even though it's telling you not to eat, at least you're training you to be mekayim in asei. That's his apologetic answer. Your question's better than that. That's what Tosis himself says. That's what he answers. Many Rishonim answer this question somewhat differently. Who did the Gemara say is not obligated to discipline this child? Bezdin. Now, if Bezdin were to see me eating a Big Mac, do they have a responsibility to make sure that I don't do so? Of course. Every Jew has that responsibility. Bezdin has to take the authority to give me klep. Every Jew should go, what are you doing? It says in the Torah, it's called the Velo Lo Sechelu. Bezdin should do everything he wants. Parents are always obligated to discipline their child. Bezdin doesn't have to be the attack dog for somebody else's children. That's a parent's responsibility. So other Rishonim answer Tosis's question. Why does the Gemara say that Katan Ochel Mevelos Ein Bezdin Mitzuvin Lafrisho? Because that's Bezdin. Bezdin normally is obligated to make sure that children, that adults, don't engage in Dvarim Asurim. For a child, that's not Bezdin's headache. A parent is obligated to make sure, in which case you tell him if it's Muktzah. But you got to know your child. They have to be age appropriate to know when they understand what Shabbos is all about and when they shouldn't do mukzah and so on and so forth. Let me get invited to the Gemara. And the same thing is true, Rabotai, with any other mitzvah, even where a kid can't understand the mitzvah in its entirety. The mitzvah of chinuch as a mitzvah is only when the kid can do the mitzvah b'shalei musa. But when you can't do it b'shalei musa, there's still an obligation upon the parents to try to get him to start doing a little. Try to do a little, as much as he possibly can. To know how to tread delicately, not to push it, and you know, to, you know. Well, again, says the Gemara. Katan she'eno tzorich le'imo. The Mishnah said that a minor who does not need his mother is chayiv and sukkah. That was the definition as to the age of chinuch. Because as you well know, we just said, it's not a very difficult mitzvah to fulfill. Just walk in and eat. So what age do we now say that he can? Katan she'enot tzarech l'ima. Hei chidami katan she'enot tzarech l'ima. When do you know that a child has reached the stage where he doesn't need mom? Today, when you get your driver's license. Until then, you're tzorich l'imo. And she doesn't have to do errands for you. Amri debei Rabbi Yonai, kol shenifneh ve'ein imo mikan chaso. Child has to go to the bathroom, and she has to say, Mommy, come clean me up. Have to wipe me. If the kid can wipe himself, then it's eino tzorich l'imo. That's one interpretation. Rebbe Omer, kol shenayor mishnaso ve'eino kore ima. Anybody wakes up from his sleep and doesn't go, Mommy, mommy. Notice, no one had a havamina that the kid's calling daddy in the middle of the night. No one had a havamina.
Says the Gemara,
what do you mean? Gidolim nami karu. Only little babies call their mother when they wake up. Even older kids call their mother when they wake up. Ela ema kol shenayar ve'eno kora ima 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 ima. You don't stop until mother comes into the bedroom with you. But you're a little older when you call mommy once and then she doesn't come, so you go back to sleep yourself. Very nice. Now, there is a machlokes rishonim as to whether or not this particular halacha, this particular criteria, is establishing the age of chinuch in general, or is it a local definition in relationship to the mitzvah of chinuch? For sukkah. Some rishonim say that this is only for the mitzvah of sukkah. Why? Because the mitzvah of sukkah is a mitzvah where you have to measure these types of activities. Because you're supposed to eat in the sukkah, sleep in the sukkah, so you gotta know, when's the kid ready to sleep in the sukkah? But that cannot be used as a criteria to determine the mitzvah of chinuch for other mitzvahs. The Ran and the Ritva, however, write, based on a Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara says as follows, that anybody here daven at the 8:30 minyan? Right? 8:15, if you remember, to the halacha yom, the halacha and the Rambam we did, in establishing the criteria of who needs to contribute to an eruv. Okay? Here is the case. We all live surrounding a common courtyard. Common courtyard. Are we allowed to carry in the courtyard on Shabbos? The answer is no. Even if it's surrounded by walls, we cannot carry in the courtyard. Why not? Because everybody's reshus acts on everybody else. Since it's not completely private, we cannot go ahead and carry. So you have to make an eruv. The eruv is not putting up wires and poles because there's walls around. You don't need wires and poles. The eruv is taking the bread, everybody chipping in with a piece of challah to demonstrate that this is one common reshus. We're actually sharing. Very nice. The Gemara has a debate between Rav and Shmuel, as to what is koveya, separate residences versus one merged society. Is it lina koveya or pita koveya? Is it the fact that you sleep together or eat together? The Gemara paskins the halacha like Rav, that pita koveya, where you eat is your assignment. Very nice. As you well know, the Gemara never heard of the fact that a parent is obligated to feed their child. Never heard of that. Midoraisa, there's no chiyuv to feed your children. Not at all. The Rabbanan has a takana, feed your child until age 6. After that, tell them to go out and get a job and work. Any money that you pay for food for your children, al-pidin, is sukkah. Sukkah. I always say that's what the United States Catholic government, that's the personal deduction fund, the standard deduction fund. Maybe, yeah, from this halacha, there's no doubt about it. So now, the Gemara says, at what age can we assume that a child who would have a separate residence, this family, they're not even sleeping together. The kid's got his own little apartment. And he's eating together. He's eating separately. I'm not trying to feed my kid. At what age do we now consider the child as a separate resident, so now the child has to contribute to the age? Has to contribute to the eruv. So the Gemara says the exact same criteria. If he's tzarich le'imai, then he's obviously not a separate resident. If he's eino tzarich le'imai, then he's a separate resident. So if you have all these separate children, they will now prohibit the parents from carrying in the courtyard unless they all what? Contribute to a common Eruv. So the Ran says that if the Gemara in Eruvin says that the criteria is kol she'eino tzorich le'imo, is even in relationship to what? To an Eruv, therefore this is not a halacha local only to Sukkah. It's a halacha, this is the criteria for the age of chinuch, for all mitzvot. When it's eino tzorich le'imo, that's when the obligation of chinuch happens to begin. I'm again weiter. The Mishnah concluded with a strange story of Shammai. Shammai's daughter...
What does the Rambam do with this?
What would Rambam do with what?
Rambam sets different criteria for different mitzvot of chinuch.
Right.
This one, tzorich le'imo.
Okay.
Right? Is
correct. Right. That's a good question. So I could say that the Rambam would disagree with that. The Rambam would agree that, like some Rishayim would say, that this is a halacha local in Sukkah. In effect, because Sukkah is a mitzvah which doesn't require much sophistication. But the Rambam's not going to say that a katnat tzorich le'imo, the Mishnah doesn't say, is obligated to put on tefillin. Cannot. The Mishnah says that. So this is the bare minimum level of age of chinuch. For a mitzvah that an airhead can fulfill, not much thought, not much big deal, what's the minimum age level? Tzorich le'imo. That's the response. So now the Mishnah says that one time Shammai's daughter-in-law gave birth to a baby, and Shammai went and knocked out the plaster from the roof over the baby's crib and put schach on it. That's what the Gemara Brisa says. That's what the Mishnah says. Says the Gemara. Ma says the Yolda Kalosa Shel Shammai. Ask the Gemara. Ma says Iftar. Do you quote a story to contradict the halacha just stated? What halacha did the Mishnah state? Kol she'eino tzorich le'imo chayav b'sukkah. A child who doesn't need his mother. A one-day-old baby needs his mother. So what's Shammai doing? Why is the Mishnah quoting a story that contradicts the very halacha which we just established? Answers the Gemara, Chesurei mechzere v'hachiktani. Sedu apol verte from the Mishnah was held not. So Nishduah says, held not apol verte. And I always find it puzzling, these answers. Is the Gemara claiming that the manuscript actually is missing some words? He found, there's a manuscript. Or is he saying, I got a problem? Make believe there's a couple of words. Is the Gemara filling in the blanks? Because it does... What do you mean? That's what the Mishnah says. Or did they find some manuscript? Says the Gemara, Chesurei Mechzere. Ushamai Machmir. This is what happens. The Tanakhama say that when is a child chayiv in Sukkah? When a child chayiv in Sukkah? Kol she'eino tzorich le'imo. He doesn't need his mother. V'shamai machmir. I want to tell you something. I don't know all of Mishnayos by heart, but I've never come across a Mishnah where Shammai would say in response to the Chachamim, Shammai machmir. I don't ever remember a case where Shammai, as not appearing as part of a machloikis between Shammai and Hillel, Shammai argues with the Tanna Kamma and says, Shammai machmir. I never saw that before. But okay. Then, in order to support the story that the halacha that Shammai was machmir, v'hachi ketani, v'shammai machmir, u'masenami, v'yolga kalosa shel Shammai hazakein, u'piches esem ha'aziva, v'sichech al hamita b'shvil hakadosh. So Shammai did, by knocking out the plaster, because he's supporting, the Mishnah's quoting the story, to support his position. Very nice. Now, there is a machlokes rishonim between the Ritva and the Ran. The Ritva offers a second interpretation where he agrees with the Ran, but first he presents his own. Whether Shammai is disagreeing only by Sukkah, or is Shammai disagreeing in general about the standards of chinuch. The Ran, the Ritva claims initially that this is a halacha only in Sukkah. Based on what? No, tell me, Rabotai. We mentioned it.
Kol Ezra.
What?
Kol Ezra.
Okay, good. Kol Ezra. Okay. But the Gemara just got finished saying that even Kol Ezra is only what? Kachigilchim. On what basis would Shammai be machmir and claim a kid who's one day old has his chayim and sukkah? Where does he come to it? Shammai's not crazy. Correct. That's what the Ritva says. His halacha of Teshuva came to do. So where do you generally live? You don't want to live in an apartment and the little baby sleeps somewhere else. The baby is with you in the house. So just as a baby is typically with you in your house, well, if your house is now in the sukkah, your baby should be in the sukkah with you. So it's a very local halacha of Beis Shammai. By no other mitzvah would you find that Shammai is machmir against the normal standard that in order to be chayiv in midrabbanan in a particular mitzvah, it has to be a katan shehigia lechinuch. A baby is not shayich in the mitzvah. That's what the Ritva says. Then the Ran says, and the Ritva in his second says, no, maybe that's wrong. Maybe it's not a halacha limited only to sukkah. And that Shammai is disagreeing in principle with the entire Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that in order to be chayiv, you have to reach a certain level of maturity. Shammai disagrees all across the board. And Shammai would disagree with every single thing that the Mishnah said. Everything that the Mishnah said. Unless, in that respect, Shammai would agree. He would agree that a kid who... You mean to tell Shammai should say a three-year-old baby should put on tefillin? No. Why would Shammai would say that... What would Shammai now say if it's not limited only to sukkah? What would Shammai say? And I don't want to say he's going to put on tefillin three. Tell me when Shammai would agree. Give me the... And Shammai should still agree with the principle that in order to be chayav and chinuch, you have to be able to do the mitzvah in its entirety. Can a baby who's one day old do the mitzvah in its entirety? Yeah, of course. 100%. Why not? No, still? No, not. Because your day on Lishmar Kedusha still. Sukkah, he can. There's no doubt. Give me another mitzvah which a child 2 days old can fulfill. Shofar? That's not a bull shite. No. I'm sure you've seen this at a bris. Correct. Cut off scissors. You don't have to be the world's biggest goon. There's no halakha of nikiyut by scissors. You're not walking scissors in your bathroom with scissors. You don't need goof lucky to wear scissors. According to the Ran, a baby is chayiv in scissors. That if I put a baguette of arva kampos on this child, he must have scissors on. Must have. In which case, Shammai is establishing the position. Any mitzvah which can be done in its entirety, a baby's chayiv, as soon as he reaches that point when he can observe that mitzvah in its entirety. You don't have to wait until he's eino tzorich le'imo in order to start the process of training of a mitzvah. So the Ritva says, no, I believe that this is a local halacha based on Basukas Teshu Shivas Yamim, Teshu Kein Taduru. Typically, you live with your family. Otherwise, what's a baby got to do with a mitzvah? It's ridiculous. And the Ran says, no. Shammai is, and interestingly enough, you know, what do you think supports? Why would you say that the Gemara offers support to the Ran? That Beis Shammai is arguing in principe for all mitzvot. Tell me why. Tell me why. Rabotai, tell me about the discussion where we wanted to mandate that women should be obligated to eat in the sukkah, even though it's a mitzvah for fishes, my brother. Tell me why. It was on the bottom of Kafkas on the Rav. We learned it 2 weeks ago. Shikha takes a year. What was the hava mina to mandate that women eat the sukkah? The one opinion was the hekish tezvah. Is that right? What's the simple shot?
We've mentioned this 50 times. Facial came to Duru. Remember that? And we said that the Magen Avraham challenges for that. Remember that? Does the Gemara even open up its mouth and say, my time is the Beis Shama, Teishu came to do? Does the Gemara even open up its mouth and say it? No. The Mishnah doesn't say it. The Gemara doesn't say it. If the Gemara would furnish the explanation as it did by Nashim, then the Ram wouldn't have a leg to stand on. Gemara doesn't say a word. The Gemara just says, Shamai Oimer Machne. Shaychal. And that's it. And to prove it, the Gemara, the Mishnah calls the case where Shammai put that schach on top of the baby's crib. Since the Gemara makes no effort to even attempt to explain to us why a child who's one day old should be sitting in the sukkah, it is reasonable, not saying it's compelling, it's reasonable to assume that which the Ran says, that Shammai here is articulating the position that any child who can do any mitzvah in its entirety should do so immediately upon birth. Upon birth. And that's it. Even though
you don't find such a discussion any other location. There is no other discussion. By no other mitzvah does Shammai pipe up and say, Shammai Machmir. Only by Sukkah. That supports the Ritva's position that this is a local machloikis, not a general machloikis of Shammai. Because the Shammai should have said every time there's a every time you're discussing the mitzvah of chinuch, you should have said, Shammai machmir, baby. Don't find it. Yeah.
Shammai machmir and Doro, not a baby.
What?
She should have a baby with her, not on the baby.
No, the daughter was part of the sukkah.
The same family is in the sukkah, right? In
this case, the kids are there, the mother can be inside. Finish French. The kids should be in the sukkah with the pot, the mother's inside. Because last week we showed that women are not in the sukkah based on patient care to do it. What?
He's
not one there. He's not one. He should have said that before about Nashim. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue next.